Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Yevamot Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, taking a look at the opening near the opening line of our first Mishnah. Actually, the end of the first Mishnah. Chad ha-me'areh v'chad ha-gomer ba. Me'areh, ha'ara, evidently refers to some sexual contact which is not complete. We'll see definitions below. Amar ula minay ha'ara min ha-Torah. How do we know that ha'ara is considered bia from the Torah? Shenamar v'isha she'ishka v'isha dava v'gilat ervatan mekora ha'ara. In the context of a nida, the extra phrase at mekora ha'ara, which means he just poured into, Mikan hilahara min haTorah. So ashkacha nida sharen aray minayin. So all we know is that it is considered bia for the violation of nida. What about other ayot? V'chitay manelef minida. If you want to use nida as a binyanav, my dasha ke metamei poala. Nida is more chamur because it makes the man who had bia with her also tamei. Ella atim esherach. We learn it from a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law. Tichtiv isha sheikachet eshet achiv nidahi. She is called a nidah. V'chi eshet achiv nidahi. She's not a nidah. Elaki nidah. The Torah called her a nidah to compare it to her. Ma nidah mehara eshet ach bahara. Because hara is valid in nidah, it's also valid here, meaning it is considered a violation. So ma eshet ach, she can be adol rabot. But eshet ach, you could end up having more and more people like that. Diboy mekadish v'azel ki alfa. Your brother could marry a lot of women and you have more and more eshet achs. Right? And as opposed to many of the arayot that are singular. Meaning, aunt, father's sister, and mother's sister. Again, that verb, ha'era. So the ikal mifrach, you could challenge that. That's the isur that's generated when you're born. You didn't do anything to make it. So mechad eloatis, we have nida, esher ach, and achota v'achotem. You can't infer it from any one of them because each one of them has a block to the rest of the arayot. Teiti mitarti, maybe we could use just two of them to infer it. Mehe teiti, so which two do you want to try? Teiti esher ach v'achota v'achotem, the ones that aren't nida, malahach cannot sum mishum she'er. They are isurim of consanguinity because of blood relations. Al teiti mi nida v'achota v'achotem, so maybe it's nida and the ant. Those are things that happen on their own without somebody being Mekadish anyone. It must be Nida and Esherach together to my parchat. How could you challenge it? So that seems to be a good proof. Nida and Esherach have something in common. The one who made them Asur, there is no Heter. In other words, while the Dam is there and while the brother is there. That's not true about a issue of adultery. A man marries a woman, he could divorce her, and then the issur is gone. Esherach and Nida aren't about the oser being alive. That's not the issue. After all, Nida biyome tali milta. Nida is about days. The days have to pass. And Esherach, mvanim tali milta, rachmana. Esherach is an issue about whether he had children. Al paraachachid, this is the challenge. Mali nidav esherach shekin ein osran matiran. In the case of nidav esherach, the one who made the isur isn't the one who's mat to them. All right, so nidav, the blood made the isur, but the days are matir. For instance, tomar beesherish osra matira. But in esherish, the one who made her asur, the husband, is the one who's matir by divorcing her or by dying. So we could not prove he'ara as a broad principle from these examples, because each one has something unique. So, Rabbi Yonah quotes this generic pasuk at the end of the parsha of Arayot, that they all get karet. They're all compared to Nida. There we go. So, Nehara is learned from Nida directly to all of them. Then we have to go back and see all of the proofs that we had, and now they become superfluous. So when it says Nida, when Eshet Ach is called Nida, why did the Torah use that phrase, that odd word? Rav Huna said something at the first glance, first blush, seems very strange. How do we know that there's an idea of Yivama? Minayin, Haktiv, Yivama, all that's in the Torah. How do we know that while her husband's alive, she may not have relations with her brothers-in-law? So, hi, Svaru, that's obvious. If the Torah permitted her after her husband died, obviously when her husband's alive, she can't. Maybe it means there's a mitzvah to get married after her husband dies, and if her husband just divorces her, then it's reshut. Or perhaps we'll concede the point that she cannot marry her brother-in-law when her husband's alive, but it's only an inferred statement from an asay, which makes it only an asay and not a lav. So that's why, the Torah calls the sister-in-law a nidat. Just like a nidah will later become mutar, but nonetheless, bishat isur b'karet, she's still karet when she is not yet tahora. So that tells you that eshtach, even though later on there'll be a mitzvah to be with her, chay bala b'karet, karet still obtains during her husband's life. Okay, so now go back to the aunts. Why does it mention he'ara there? Because he asked the question, what if somebody does he'ara in a homosexual act? That's a no-brainer. The Torah compares it to regular sex, so whatever would apply there applies there. How do we know that he'ara in bestiality counts? Because if you don't need he'ara with the ants, because the chliva gabei chota v'chotem, to atzve keshem and Rabbi Yonah, because we know that all our ayot are together. So then shift it, the mention with the ants, mention over to the behemah. So master behemah chay v'mitot beitin, he, think about this, bestiality is a capital crime. So why was the he'ara rule written in the context of a chayev kritut, which is ants, instead of some mitabetin, and then we could infer it from another parallel case of capital offense? The answer is the answer is that since that entire pasuk is about a drasha, so this drasha is also plugged there. So my drasha, what does that mean? So we're going to go through that entire pasuk of the ants and see how every part of it is used for a drasha. My drasha, Tanya, Vatachot Avicha Lo Tegalei. We're skipping to the second clause. Your father's sister, you cannot have relations with. Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. It doesn't matter whether it's your father's paternal sister or maternal sister. Maybe it's only a paternal sister. Vedinhu. I'll prove it. Chiev kan v'chiev v'achoto. I'll prove that it could be either. Because an aunt is asura and a sister is asura. Ma achoto ben min av min ha'em. Your sister, it doesn't matter if she's maternal or paternal, same thing. Avkan ben av min ha'em. Same thing with an aunt. It doesn't matter if it's your father's paternal or maternal sister. Oklach l'derach zu, try a different direction. Chiev kan v'chiev b'dodato. Doda, which is your father's brother's wife. Ma achoto min av v'lo min ha'em. That's only paternal. Avkan min av v'lo min ha'em. That's your father's paternal brother's wife. So let's see which achot aviv is more similar to. Those are both consanguinity. As opposed to dorato, which happened because your uncle married this girl. Try a different one. But dorato is closer to achot aviv because they're both your father's kin as opposed to achoto, which is your kin. That's why the Torah says that extra phrase to tell you any sort of sister, whether or not it's your father's sister through your father's mother or through your father's father. Okay, the first part of the pasuk, what's that about? Again, your mother's sister, whether it's paternal or maternal. Why do I need the same principle twice? I would think about, because in the case of the father's sister, I would think that it could be either one, because the father's sister is already connected through the Yerusha chain. But a mother's sister, not. Because I know really who she is. After all, father's kin is always based on chazaka, not based on seeing a child come out. So tzricha. Now, earlier on, we said that your father's brother's wife, that's only your father's brother's wife, not your mother's brother's wife. Menale. How do we know that? Because the word dot is used here in Arayot. The word dot is also used in Baharsha Bahar in the context of Gulat Karka. There it's your father's brother, not your mother's brother. Same thing here. How do we know that over there it's only father's brother? Because the end of the pasuk says from his family. It's a sugya we have in the beginning of the 8th parak of Bava Batra. A father's family is called mishpacha. Mishpachatem ena kriya mishpacha, not mother's family. For all issues of Yerusha and Gula Karka, etc. So now we have this bizarre mishnah later on in Yevamot. Meita ishtacha. They tell a guy that his wife died. And he married his wife's paternal sister. Meita, then he was told she died. Then he went and married that first one's maternal sister. Meita, he was told she died. And so now, mutabri shanah shlishit uvachamishit. Alright, so now it turns out that his original wife was alive. He is allowed to be with her. He's allowed to be with the third one and the fifth one because then they're all connected. Potrot sarotehen. Right? And the tsarot, if he dies, then the tsarot of any of them are all patur from yibum if they fall to somebody who's akin. Asur b'shni over v'yid v'ein b'yatachat men potera tsarata. The second and the fourth one are asur to him as sisters. Let's say that the first one died and then he had beer with the second one. Mutar b'shniyah v'avid potot sarotei. And now it shifts. Number two and four mutar. V'asur b'shlishit v'chamishit. Now we're going to deal with this later on. I want to go into the details. It's there for one purpose. Alma achot ishto ben mina'av ben mina'em asurot. We see that achot ishto, meaning your wife's sister, it doesn't matter whether it's paternal or maternal sister. Okay, that's the main principle we see from there, because the Yisur applies in both directions. So, Menalan, how do we know that? Yalif me'achoto, you learn it from your own sister. Ma'achoto be'minav min'ayim, achkan be'minav min'ayim, just like your own sister, it doesn't matter if she's maternal or paternal. Same thing with your wife's sister. V'leilof me'dodato, ma'adoto min'av lo min'ayim, achkan be'minav lo min'ayim. Why don't we learn it from doda? And that's what we stammer, achoto be'lo. If it's better, more appropriate or likely to learn it from achoto, shekhen kovei atzmo mekovei atzmo, because both of them are your own relatives as opposed to your father's relatives. Adrami do'ato avilamelef, you should learn it from dodato, shekhen davar de kedushin, davar de shahar de kedushin. How did your doda become your doda? She married your dod. How did achot ishto become achot ishto? Because you married her sister. Elam eshet ach yalfin, and the answer is we inferred from eshet ach. Achot ishto is always the other side of the coin of Eshet Ach. We've seen that throughout this Masechet. To shekein davar adei kiddushin ukovei atzmo, because that's got both advantages. It's generated through kiddushin and it's your own kin. Eshet Ach gufa menala. How do we know that Eshet Ach is bein mina'av bein mina'im? Tanya, but Eshet Achicha lo tegalei. The Torah says you may not have relations with your brother's wife. Bein mina'av bein mina'im. We say it doesn't matter if it's your brother mina'av mina'im. Tell me, maybe it's only paternal brother, but dinu chiev kan mechiev ba'achoto. Ma'achoto b'na'av b'na'im, afkan b'na'av b'na'im. After all, we know that achoto is whether father's your paternal or maternal sister. So your brother is either paternal or paternal brother. His wife is asur to you. It's very, very much parallel. Oklach l'derach zu, try a different direction. Chiev kan mechiev b'dodato. Ma'adodato b'na'av b'na'im, afkan b'na'av b'na'im. So doda is always the one to stick out as being only paternal. So Nerelami Domel, let's see which one is closer to. Then Eshtach is your own kin. And Dodato is your father's kin. Try this. After all, your father's brother married a girl, that's Doda. And you married a girl, that's Achot Ishto, as opposed to your brother, Eshtach. As opposed to Achoto, she's Sur Bameilav. Achoto can't be the proof. Therefore, it says the pasuk. Maybe both pasukim are talking about in other words, why does it say it twice? The answer is to tell you also maternal. Yeah, maybe they're both paternal brothers' wives. One of them is to tell you if she has sons and her husband divorced her. The other one is if her husband divorced her and she had no sons. That we already got from Ravuna, who said that, after all, from the fact that the Torah says that after he dies, then she's mutar, so before any zasur. Try this one. One of them is a case where she has sons and her husband's alive. V'charedi yesh tabanim lachar mitat bala. If she has sons and her husband's dead. Tabanim lachar mitat bala lo tzricha kar. That I don't need a pasuk. For Rachmana she'en labanim muteret, ayesh tabanim mutsasura. For the very fact, the Torah said that if she has no sons, she's permitted. So therefore, if she has sons, she's asura. Maybe not. V'dilma in labanim asura le'alma shar le'yavam. Maybe if she has no sons, she's not allowed to marry anybody else but the Avam. Yes, but maybe if she has sons, she can marry anybody, including the Avam. Or try this. If she has no sons, there's a mitzvah vibum. If she has sons, you're allowed to marry her. Inami ain't labanim in, yesh tabanim lo, v'lavam miklasei aser. Or more mildly, we accept the halacha as is, but maybe eshnach would only be an asay. Therefore, it says, an end of the pasuk, you have uncovered the nakedness of your brother. So why don't I say now that your maternal brother's wife is similar to your paternal brother's wife? Which means, just like your paternal brother's wife, after your paternal brother dies without kids, you're allowed to marry her. So same thing with your maternal brother's wife, which is not true. So Amar Kra, he, Erat Achotcha, he, Achiv, he, right? Behaviyata Tehe, which means she retains her status since there is no mitzvah yibum with your maternal brother's wife. Okay, we'll pick it up at this point, and see investigating some of the psukim related to our discussion about Hara. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.